This Lou to-do list segment is sponsored by PermaSeal Insulation Services at WGNinsulation.com. Boy, you need that with the cold weather that we've got coming. Lou, what do you do if you're in a house that you know you always have to worry about the frozen pipes?
Well, I mean, you know, this quick blast of cold air, I think, reminds everybody that, boy, it's coming. And I got a call from my 31-year-old son said, oh, I forgot to take the garden hose off the spigot, and now I can't get it off.
Oh!
So, you know, I'm like, okay, well, I don't know how many times I got to remind you of that one, but that's a big one, because even if it's a frost-proof, don't leave it there, because you may crack the pipe in between there, and you won't know it's leaking until the spring. And I mentioned this on John's show earlier in the week. Go around and make sure all your windows are all the way closed and locked, because they might feel, you know, they might look closed, but they're not locked all the way, and then they're allowing a breeze in. And then certainly if you've had issues with pipes on the outside of the walls, we're not there yet. I mean, it's even today. I was working all day, and I was outside, and it was actually quite pleasant in the sun. I mean, I was bundled up, but
right.
I wasn't like, you racing to get back inside the truck while I was working outside. So just be careful. Common sense, you know, should be the guide in all of this.
I heard you telling John about the windows, and I went and checked, and three. Not open where you would notice them, but it's because, you know, I have those
right.
windows where the top comes down. So it didn't lock because the top was down just a hair. And I thought,
yeah.
Oh, geez, that's just energy going right out the window, heat.
Yeah, for sure, literally.
All right, here's a question for you, Lou. Is there any bad effect of using salt pucks in the gutters of my house that has a brand new roof and siding?
No, the salt pucks are actually calcium chloride, and a lot of people got a blast of ice dams because of the quick, a bunch of snow and then the cold weather, and they're super effective and really nothing to worry about. The bigger worry is not attending to those icicles, because that can cause more damage and potentially with those brand new gutters, pull them off the side of the house.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Mary is on line one. Battery powered shovels. Huh, I think that came up last week. What's your question, Mary?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No,
I didn't hear it. I just wondered what Lou thought of them. And all my walks are flagstone. Would they work on that?
So the battery-operated shovels, you know, they're great for small little projects. I think that for a lot of people that had battery-operated snow throwers, which I'm a fan of, when you got that much snow and you got to go keep doing it, you got to make sure you have extra batteries. With flagstone, if it's uneven, it's going to be a little bit of maneuvering to, you know, kind of jump up and down. It will be effective. It's, you know, way easier than shoveling. And, you know, for probably 3 to 4 inches of snow, not a problem. Anything more than that, you're going to have to pull out the shovel.
Okay. Let's go to Janet on line two. This is wild. Janet, tell Lou what you're experiencing.
So I have cold air coming up out of the drain that goes to my garbage disposal.
Cold air coming up the drain. So you're getting cold air coming through the garbage disposal.
Correct.
But no odor.
No odor.
Okay. So do you have a double sink?
Yes.
All right. It might be if there's only one trap. I'm trying to think this through.
Wait, if we have stumped Lou Manfredini, this would be the first time ever.
I'm just trying to picture how, if it was coming through the drain, you'd have an odor. If you have two P-traps, it doesn't make sense as to why it would come up. Maybe it's coming up from under the sink and you think it's coming through the drain and it's coming through the cabinet, or you can put your hand there and you can feel the draft.
Uh-huh, yeah.
If there's a draft and no odor, then, you know, there. All I can think of is that there's a crack in the P-trap. You don't have any water under the sink or anything like that, correct?
No water.
No, okay. All right. I have no idea why you would be getting, if air up the drain, something's not connected properly underneath there to allow that to happen. I don't know why that would be happening, because if there was a crack in the P-track, you would have a sewer odor for sure, and you're not getting that. I'm unsure.
Wow, first time ever. Hey, when you figure it out, Janet, let us know, okay? Lisa's on line three. What's the issue with your door, Lisa?
Well, every time the wind blows, I have a clarinet sound coming out of it, and I know it's clearly because of that there's a draft around it, but I'm trying to figure out a temporary way to take care of it without having to replace the entire door and frame.
Can you not use this door for a while, or do you need to use it every day?
It's the door we use every day.
Okay. Well, then you need to add some additional weather stripping around the door, probably on the jamb side. You're going to have to wait for it to warm up a little bit. There's a trim kit by a company called MD. M as in Mary, D as in dog. And it is a door trim kit with this really nice 3M tape on it. And you can cut it with a little handsaw to fit when the door is closed, fit it around it and push it up against there and use the 3M tape to push against the jamb. But I need it to be over 40 degrees for this to go on. And that should stop the sound for you.
Hmm.
Okay.
Thank you,
Lisa.
We'll
be having a clarinet for a while then. All right, thank you.
Yeah.
Sure, right.
And one last question from John. What's your question? It's about an ice dam?
Yeah, Lou, we have a mudroom going off the back of our house that at one time or another was a shed and was enclosed as a mudroom. And we had a major problem about 5 years ago where it was raining into my house because of an ice dam. It was an insurance claim that came out, a company came out, and, redid everything. They redid the roof, redid the insulation, rebuilt the mudroom, insulated it, did all that fun stuff. I'm looking at my gutters yesterday, and there's a huge ice dam again, big ice crystals hanging down off the gutter, and I'm concerned I'm going to be reliving all this. Why is this happening?
Well, I mean, so it could be a myriad of reasons. One is the downspout could be clogged, and because of the heavy snow and the temperature swing and then the sun coming out and melting it, it could be relegated right to the gutter. If a company came out and re-insulated and redid everything and used ice and water shield and whatnot, I would focus on the downspout and the gutters first. Earlier caller talked about those calcium chloride hockey pucks that you should be able to find at the hardware store or home center. Toss a few of those up there to try and mitigate the ice right now, and then inspect those gutters in the downspout and make sure that everything's free and clear.
Thank you so much, Lou. You're absolutely the best. We'll be listening bright and early Saturday morning.
Have a great rest of your day.